Welcome to Erotic Stories with Duchess Kashmir, here inside the Kashmir Room. Now, please be advised that my stories are of an explicit sexual nature. They're intended for a mature audience only. So if you ain't grown, get the hell on. This podcast is not safe for work, but perfect for pillow talk with your favorite lover. So come inside the Kashmir Room and let the Duchess show you the way. I am Duchess Kashmir, the griot erotica, the pussy preacher. I am the sexy shit talker. I am the orgasm orator. I tell erotic stories, MILF monologues, and fornication fairy tales like you've never heard before. I come to serve the tea. Artistically nasty, yeah. Hello, lovers. I missed y'all so much. How have y'all been? Spring is in the air. Oh, yes, baby. Let's see. Our last episode was Good of Mouth, where I got y'all caught up on my holidays, my birthday. We talked about Mardi Gras and all of the lifestyle events that I had been to. And so we just did a little catch up. But this week, oh baby, I got a story for y'all and the tea is piping hot. Since our last episode, I performed at the local gay bar. Now, let me tell you something about the South. Down here in the South, when you get an opportunity to perform at the gay bar, honey, you have made it. I had an amazing time. I felt really seen and really welcome at Sips in Gulfport, Mississippi, and I cannot wait to come back. Let's see, in a couple of weeks, no, next Saturday, I'm going to be performing in New Orleans proper. Now, you know I performed at Naughty in New Orleans last year, and I'm going to perform at Naughty in New Orleans this year, but this is a local performance at the Ace Hotel, and it's with some local poets and burlesque dancers and kinksters. They've invited me over to come and bless the stage, and I'm so excited and I can't wait. You need to check my IG for more information on the Catalyst in New Orleans, Louisiana. That's next Saturday. So we're gonna have a good time. With all that being said, I know you came for a story. So let's get into it with episode number 34. This one is for all of the mothers. Oh yeah, I know it's a little early for Mother's Day, but the mamas, the mommies, the caregivers, the boo-boo fixers, the nanas, the homemakers, the problem solvers, the laundry slayers. You know, sometimes mama gets no respect. Sometimes mama is the king and the queen. But all the time, mama deserves pleasure. Yes, she needs someone to pour back into her so that she's not an empty well. What she needs is a motherfucker, and that's what this story is all about. We're gonna give some pleasure to the mothers with episode number 34. Paging Dr. Pussy. Paging Dr. Pussy. Oh yes, it's a fornication fairy tale from the mind of Duchess Kashmir. Let's get into it.
Late night, lunchtime, at a hospital cafeteria
is quite the social scene. All the doctors and the nurses from their various departments, radiology, emergency room, lab techs, environmental services, everyone plays an important part, and everyone sits with their own clique. And then you have the peds moms, the caregivers. You usually find them sitting alone in the far corner, disheveled, sometimes crying. Our story finds Miss Mama. She's sitting over there in the corner getting some late night writing in while her kid is getting some much needed rest after a long day of tests and treatments. Let us enter the cashmere room. I was diving deep into my burrito bowl when I happened to lock eyes with a black man. If only for just a second, he gave me the black folks head nod as he maneuvered himself past all the cliques to sit alone. He was wearing teal scrubs. He worked in surgery. You see, surgery, that's the upper class of hospital society. And he was real sexy. Even his Jordans was sexy. I think my pussy growled at him. I looked at him from head to toe. He positioned himself directly across from me. And as I was licking queso off my finger, pretending it was Dr. Sexy's dick, we locked eyes again, and I was busted, sitting there looking like a perv with my finger in my mouth. I quickly tried to recover my dignity. I opened my laptop and I began to type ferociously. I looked down and I hunched down, but in my upper peripheral vision, all I saw was teal. Excuse me, is someone sitting here? I know you fucking lying. This type of shit doesn't happen to me, not in real life. It only happens in Tyler Perry movies and short story podcasts. I was embarrassed, but he was not moved. So I put my big girl panties on, closed my computer, and let out a very smooth, "Sure, you can sit here." At first, we kind of just ate in silence. And then he offered me a bite of his dessert. We struck up conversation. He was having a bad day. Workplace microaggressions. I know some of us can definitely relate. He began to ramble, to vent, and his vulnerability made him even more sexy. And my pussy growled at me. I let him talk. He seemed like he needed it. And then our conversation just organically turned to regular shit. Hobbies, movies, hospital food. A whole hour had passed and he apologized for keeping me so long. No worries, Doc. My kid is asleep. I'm down here most nights writing. I know, he replied. I've been admiring you for days. Hey, can I show you something? I was a little nervous, but he had a badge on, so I said, sure. He took me up some stairs through a locked door. He had a key in his pocket. I said, now look, Doc, I know you a surgeon because you're wearing teal scrubs. This looks like the maintenance room. He said, well, I play spades with the EV guys. I'm well-rounded. I know all this hospital secrets. I'm gonna be chief of staff one day. In the far corner of the maintenance room was a door with a no smoking sign on it with no handle. It was a trick door. You put a little pressure on the bottom left corner close to the wall and the door popped right open. We walked up another set of stairs through another door and outside was the hospital roof and the view was spectacular. You could see the whole city from shore to shore. It was amazing. Who knew paradise was on the other side of the parking garage? We made our way comfortable on a futon behind the AC unit. And Dr. Sexy pulled a pre-roll out of his pocket. Now wait a minute, Doc. Look, my shift is over and I'm human. I have vices just like everybody else. Hey, I smoke the most exclusive, the most expensive, pure sativa flower in the city. I'm a big time surgeon. Come on, Miss Mama, smoke with your boy. We laughed. Oh, we laughed. We smoked and he was right. High class weed is definitely a thing. We jonesed each other. We recited rap lyrics and movie quotes. I had the best time in a long time. The swirling incense had me deep in the vortex. When a lightning bug landed on his foot, she silenced us both. She lighted, she buzzed, she rubbed on herself, and she took off into the night. And you will not believe what my little country self did. I kissed him right on the lips, real quick. I was like, my bad, I'm sorry. I'm from the country. And when you grow up in the country, we play this game that if a lightning bug lands on you, you gotta kiss. And I haven't seen a lightning bug in about 20 years. I'm sorry. I just got caught up. My bad. He said, well, the joke's on you, Miss Mama, because I hired that lightning bug 2 weeks ago when I set up this romantic date. Date? Nigga, this ain't no date. Oh, yes, ma'am, it certainly is. If this is the date, then prove it. Right there, that's where my mouth wrote a check that my pussy got to cash. He kissed me back, but his kiss was real. He gently slipped his tongue in my mouth and like a flint strike, surrounded by gasoline, I burst into sexual flames. I cupped his face in my two hands and inhaled his breath. I sucked his tongue into my mouth, and he followed my rabbit right down the hole to Wonderland. Our pleasure began to move in time lapse. He had me very disoriented. He eased his hand under my oversized hoodie dress, and he was pleasantly surprised that I was completely naked. He slipped me completely out of it, and there I was on the hospital roof in all of my melanin glory, getting my feet kissed by this sexy ass doctor. He was fully clothed in his surgery scrubs, performing a sexual healing. I could hear the city all around me, traffic, car radio, music, laughter, and now he was growling back at my pussy. I could hear him lick and suck and kiss my flesh. I could hear him moan with pleasure, like my skin was the best thing he ever put in his mouth. I could hear him growl, like each kiss made him hungrier and hungrier. He squeezed my meat softly in between his teeth, and he sucks, writhing his tongue, applying that pressure, baby. He growled at me. He raked his fingertips along my inner thighs. It sent lightning bolts up my spine. Woo! I hollered, and I had an orgasm. And he hadn't even touched my coochie yet. He loosed my thighs and let my legs rest naturally closed. And then he just laid his face in my pussy. He breathed me in by a count of 10, and he blew that hot pussy energy down on me again. That shit was amazing. He just rubbed his face all on my pussy, and I could feel him slip his fingers in between my vulva lips. By this time, there was already a wet spot on the futon, and there was about to be a thunderstorm coming. Ooh! That motherfucker ate my pussy like he needed a place to stay that night. He gripped his forearms around my thighs, and he pulled me into his mouth like a boa constrictor, and I was his willing prey for the night. He climbed up my body, laying claim to every inch of me, his lips, his tongue, and his teeth. He licked and sucked all in between my curves and rolls, all up in my navel, under my titties. He eased his hand all up in my pussy, baby. Woo! When I tell you, a surgeon's hands are worth the price of gold. He knew just where to touch me. He must have been a pussy doctor. He wrapped his long arms and legs around me, and I submitted to his control, and he conjured up my orgasm after orgasm after orgasm after orgasm. He sucked on my titties and my waters came pouring out. He rubs my juices all over his head and face. Hallelujah. Goddess pussy, I've been baptized. My body convulsed in his arms and I wilted like morning glory vines on a hot day. He loosed his grip, but only slightly, as he maneuvered my frame gently in the crook of his arms until my breathing resided back to normal and my pussy began to beat in slow motion. The stillness was comforting. I don't even know when or thank you so much for joining me here tonight. I hope that my story ignites your imagination to try something new with your favorite lover. Please help me to grow my podcast by subscribing via your favorite streaming service. Y'all know y'all love this podcast, so I need y'all to give me my 5 stars. Give me my likes, my comments, my ratings, my shares. You know, I've been shooting my shot all year long, and I recently applied for the Black Effect Network Podcast Festival. They've been running a promotion where they give you 30 seconds to pitch your pod on Twitter, and I've been doing it like every day. So y'all please go on Twitter and tweet and retweet my pitch your pod so that they can pick me, so that you can get these wonderful erotic stories delivered to you faster with higher quality and get a story more than once a month. Because you know the Duchess is trying to leave her day job, baby. Ben, my books are open for performances, for your ladies' conference, for your lifestyle party, for your poetry show. If you need a sexy, erotic storyteller or poet. Now, you know, back in February, I did a Black History program. So, you know, that means the Duchess is well-rounded. And I was also in the Purple Book. So, I can do all sorts of things. Erotica is just my genre of choice. I am a dominatrix, I'm a lifestyle party hostess, I'm a cuck queen, and I am a cougar. But most importantly, I am a storyteller, serving MILF monologues, fornication fairy tales, and pussy poetry on the Cashmere Room podcast. Thank you so much for joining me here, and always remember, more orgasms, more peace. Thank you.